Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, friends. My name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, and it's a joy to be bringing you today's audio Daily Phil devotional. This one's entitled, The Twin. Growing up, I always thought it would be fun to have a twin. Those who are twins might beg to disagree, but I imagined that having a built-in best friend, someone who inherently understood me, and a companion to walk through life with just sounded awesome. Did you know that one of Jesus' disciples was a twin? John told us so when he wrote, "Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came." Now, we call Thomas Doubting Thomas, but he had a moniker before he obtained that unfortunate nickname. He was called the Twin, which begs the question, where was his twin? Who was his twin? Because they're never mentioned. Now, there's not a lot of consensus on that, but I do think I know. I think I know because I see Thomas's twin every time I look in the mirror. He's my twin, and maybe he's your twin also. I can remember when I first started following Jesus, I began reading through the Old Testament, and I was really struggling with some of the stories that were in there. The people of God seemed a bit fickle in their devotion. Everybody seemed to fall short of what God asked them to do. Some of the stories were just a bit strange, if I'm being honest, and I was growing a bit disillusioned. So I asked a mentor of mine to help me understand how to get something out of these stories I was reading. His advice was so good. He told me, "Ryan, you'll never really understand the stories of the Old Testament until you can see yourself in them." He suggested that we have to imagine our way into the story. The story of Thomas is a story that we read best when we read it, nodding our heads, whispering, "Me too. I too want to know for certain. I too want to put my hands in his side. I want to have a divine encounter with Jesus. I am Thomas's twin." Now, some people receive a revelation of Jesus like that that changes everything. And there are numerous stories of Muslims coming to faith in Jesus because Jesus meets them in a dream. I mean, if you're interested in reading some of those stories, I'd suggest a book called A Wind in the House of Islam by David Garrison. It will fuel your faith. However, others don't seem to get the kind of quote-unquote proof that they're looking for. And it's to those people that Jesus speaks a blessing. He said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed," John 20, verse 29. When Jesus meets us in our questions and doubts, he doesn't leave us to wallow in uncertainty, and he doesn't chastise us for our human frailty. He teaches us in the middle of the night like Nicodemus. He runs to us on the road like the prodigal father. He heals us as we cry out, "I believe, but help my unbelief." He reaches down to save us as we're sinking into the water. And he tenderly shows us his scars and proclaims, "It's really me." So today, maybe you name that Thomas is your twin also. But here's my encouragement. Don't only follow Thomas into his doubt. Follow him into his faith. Follow him into meeting the risen Messiah and bowing in reverence at his nail-scarred feet. Let me pray for you as you do that today. Jesus, I pray that for both me and for everybody listening to this devotional, that you would meet us in a way that would open our eyes and the eyes of our hearts to see you in new ways, and that as you do, we would bow in reverence, even echoing Thomas's claim, "My Lord and my God." Thank you for being faithful and for loving us and for showing yourself to us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, friends, have a great rest of your day. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.